Barbara Streisand.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Barbara Streisand, it's Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez. Penguin basketball from the Conlin Center. And we are tipping off the 2012 campaign. 2012-2013, Booker T. Harris and the guys are here. And we are ready for another season of Penguin basketball. We are ready for the national anthem. Then we'll have the starting lineups for you. For those of you at home, please rise. Well, the Warriors from Corbin University have traveled south from Salem, Oregon, to San Rafael, California, and we are bringing it to you live worldwide right here from Dominican University of California. We'll get the starting lineups for the visiting Corbin University Warriors under head coach Justin Sherwood. Sherwood in his 11th season, and here in the preseason, Corbin 1-0, having gotten past the Oaks at Menlo College just 24 hours ago. Starting things out for Corbin will be number 10, Marcus Butler, a 6'3" senior out of Patterson, California, went to Modesto Christian. Butler is a forward at 185 pounds. Kent Foster, a freshman at 6'1", he's out of Patterson. Another guy out of Patterson, went to Patterson High School. A guard, a freshman guard at 170 pounds, is 6'1" Foster. Josiah Siebens, a 6'6" junior out of Bellingham, Washington. He went to Meridian High School, a 200-pound forward at 6'6". Dustin Moore, a 5'11" senior out of Garden Valley, Idaho. Garden Valley High, 170-pounder at 5'11" is Moore. And rounding things out for Corbin is Jacob Copra, 6'4" senior. He had 25 last night against Menlo. He's out of Gresham, Oregon. Sam Barlow High, a 200-pound, 6'4" senior is Copra now for the Penguins under Booker T. Harris. Harris in his second season will be sending out Miles Carrillo, a 6-foot junior out of Tustin, but that Foothill High School. Carrillo had 175 pounds. Devin Golston, one of the new guys on the squad, a 200-pound, 6'6" junior out of Cerritos. Chris Schwartz Edmiston, 185-pound, 6'3" freshman out of Sacramento. Jacob Neusett, a returning veteran, the senior at Neusett is 6'8", is a 225-pounder out of Santa Rosa. And Jamal Clark, also a returning veteran, also a senior, 220-pound, 6'6" Clark out of Redlands. To my left, my trusty sidekick, Brian Sanchez, yours truly, Stuart Horn with you for tonight's Action B. I have been waiting, and tonight is the night. We are getting this thing underway from the Conlin Center.
Well, that's you and me both, Stu. We're excited to get things going here tonight, get this season started off right. A lot of questions about this team. Who's going to fill in for Xander McNally, Mark Lewis, and Xavier Muldrow, the three seniors who graduated last season? And then the new guys like Dominique Taplin, Devin Golston, who's in the starting lineup, and freshmen like Christopher Schwartz Edmiston, also in the starting lineup. A lot of new faces on this team. Excited to see what they have to offer.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Edmiston, one of those guys, along with Taplin, that people have been talking about around campus. Everybody's very anxious to get this thing going. Neusett will go in the middle. And he is tipping out against Marcus Butler, 6'3" against Neusett, 6'8". Neusett gets the better of him. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Carrillo's got it at the top of the key. Neusett sporting a mustache, kind of going a weekend mustache. He, speaking of mustache, gets it out to Carrillo out on the right wing. Now driving in, Edmiston backs back out, goes top of the key. They get it back over to Golston, the new guy. Golston goes down low, 19:34 to go. Here's Edmiston, three-pointer on the way. Good, Edmiston, 1-for-1 on the season.
That's what the freshman's here for. He's a shooter, and he showed it off with his first collegiate three-pointer.
Chris Schwartz Edmiston starts things off. And for a freshman to get the start is one thing. and then to fire the three with just a couple of seconds on the shot clock and to bury it from way out there on the left wing. It was actually in the left corner. It is a very good sign. Edmonton right here in front of the broadcasting booth. Corbin bringing it in. Kent Foster, the 6'1 freshman. Indoors, Neusett sticks an arm in there and a whistle as the shot on goal by Marcus Butler from the left side doesn't drop. But the foul is actually called against Golston, not against Neusett, as I thought it might have been.
Yeah, Golston went underneath, it looked like there. Might have clipped his legs a little bit. It was not Neusett over the top.
Siebens on the line, misses the first one. It's 3-0 fans early, 19-16 to go here in tonight's exhibition game against the Warriors out of Corbin. Siebens on the way, and this is good. 3-1. Check it, 3-2. They both went, Brian. 19-14, Siebens knocks them both down. A little short, a little late on the clock there. 19-07 to go. No, Edmonston at the top of the key. Goes over to Carrillo. Now to Neusett on the right wing. Left side again. Edmonston drives in, baseline up, and it falls out. It was in for a long time. Neusett claps the hands together. Just trying to upset the rhythm of Corbin. It goes out off of his knee. 3-2. Penguins lead here very early, 18:54 to go. Clark will bring it in. Clark, the 6'6 senior, brings in the top of the key to Miles. Drifts over to the right, now throws it left over to Edmonston, the freshman. Top of the key, back over to the right side of Golston. Now they get it back over to Edmonston again. I think Corbin's going to start paying a little closer attention to Edmonston if he knocks a couple more of those down. Clark from the right side, a four-footer. And he's able to convert it beautifully. A very soft touch. 5-2 Penguins. 18 and a half to go. Quick transition. Corbin brings it up. Corbin won last night their game against the Oaks at Menlo College, where Copra had 25. Foster fires and can't get it to go. It's 5-2. It goes out of bounds. And on the short side, against the northern hoop, go the Corbins. Long shot on goal from the top of the key by Copra is no good. Penguins back and back out with a rebound, 5-2. They work it way outside the arc, driving back in is Golston. He draws the foul on his way in from the left side, Brian.
Yeah, and I expect Golston to make a big impact on this team this year, transferred in this season, and at 6'6", he can fly. He got up high on that one, and defenders couldn't do anything about it but hit him.
200-pound junior is Devin Golston. He's on the line, 5-2, Penguins, 18:09 to go in the first. On the way, and Golston rattles it out. Got a nice-looking stroke there. First we've seen a Golston at all. First we've seen a lot of these guys tonight. Christopher Schwartz Edmonston is 1-for-2 on the night, but the one that went was a three ball. Second one goes, 6-2 with 18:07 to go. Driving it up now is Marcus Butler, a 6'3" senior. He brings it up and kick out left side. Three ball on the way by Foster, deep. Penguins with the rebound. Carrillo brings it up right side. Takes it himself all the way. Now he goes left side to Golston. Golston 1-for-2 from the line. Over to Jake. Almost throws it away, but Edmonston gets to it. Now Miles backs out and slows things down. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, straight away. Bow in and out. Neusett with the rebound and the put back good. 8-2 Penguins.
That's Jake Neusett for you. That's what he does. He goes inside and he beats people up.
Yeah, it's a good call. That is what he does. Dustin Moore comes up now. Left side for three. Check it. Siebens cans it for three. 8-5. Siebens with a tray ball. Here's Schwartz Edmonston left wing way out there at 24. Deep. Almost got his own rebound after it was kicked back in by one of the Corbins. Penguin ball. Timeout Corbin. 17:09 to go. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. Brian and I will be back with our worldwide broadcast of DU basketball right here on Penguin Radio. Wop, 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 wop. 8-5. End of the timeouts come. Hornan Sanchez all season long. Brian Sanchez, the senior. To my left. Carrillo's got it now. Top of the key. We're back underway, fans. The Penguins attacking that southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. They get it to Jamal Clark. Carrillo to Clark. And running up Clark's back was Kent Foster. And a foul. 8-5 fans with 17:05 to go here in the first. Referees for tonight's game, Ryan Perillo, Alan Pierce, and Jeff Ketchew. For those of you keeping score at home, top of the key now. Penguins have the ball on offense, driving in Edmiston from the right baseline. Gets very high, very good hops there, Brian, and cans it easily, 9-10-5, 16-49. Very fast transition again, Foster. Takes it himself easily against the Penguins. Foster freezes the DUs. Up and in with the give and go. Oh, man, what a sweet play to Golston. Accepts the oop side of the alley-oop on the throw from Clark. 12-7, 16.5 to go. Penguins on top. Perfect alley-oop. Just in stride. Golston was right there way above the rim and laid it in as if he'd practiced it all his life. And no doubt he has. Foster's got it now on the right wing. They get it back over to Butler. Butler's able to convert. 12-10, 16:05 to go. Penguins still on top. Carrillo brings it up, throws it away. And it's back into Carrillo's hands. The give back to Drake. Down low, left-handed hook shot, deep. Neusett couldn't convert. I think he got excited there, B.
Yeah, that was a great feed from Golston right there. Neusett wide open underneath. I think he got caught between trying to slam it down and lay it in. Started with the dunk, went to the layup, rolled off the left hand, which is the weak hand. But you know what? There's great rhythm going on right now. Early, first game, exhibition game. We've seen a lot of Golston, a lot of Schwartz-Edmiston. Team's looking good right now.
Yeah, I think the team looks real good. We are in a timeout, fans. 12-10, 15:55 to go. Brian and I are back. Radio.Dominican.edu. fans here in the first half. 15:55 to go. Penguin basketball exhibition game tonight against Corbin University. First broadcast of the 2012-2013 campaign. Second year for Booker T. Harris and his guys. A lot of new recruits, but a couple of real impact comebackers. Foster's got it. He goes up against Neusett. Forget about it. Three ball is on the way. Fired by Foster again. No. Left side driving it up there is Siebens. Siebens has been trouble on the DUs tonight. Kick out from Moore. Backward. Now they go back to the top to Copra. Back over to Moore. Left side, Siebens on the way. Moore for three. No. Carrillo rebounds, 12-10, will take it up the left side. Penguin ball, traveling from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Left side, and the Penguins again bring it down. Golston works it from the right, works it from the left. I don't know if he's a right-hander. Based on that last shot, you couldn't tell, 14-10 to you. Penguins now big-time defense, and stepping out of bounds was Dustin Moore, the 5'11 senior. He's out of Garden Valley, Idaho. And he stepped right out of bounds on the sidelines, and that's going to give the Penguins an opportunity to see some new guys. So Matt Hayes, a 6'2" freshman out of Yuba City, comes in for the DUs, and he brings it in to good old Ricky Wofford, the 5'9" senior out of Bakersfield. Wofford, so much a part of last year's very successful team. Wofford throws it away. First touch tonight, chucked into the hands of Marcus Butler. Butler dumps it off to Copra, who brings it up. Now they go to Andrew Evans, a 5'9 freshman for Corbin. Three ball on the way by Siebens. Good. Penguins by one now, 14-13, 14.5 to go in the first. Connor Haysbert gets ready to come in at the next break as Wofford brings it up the left side. Referees slow things down, something with the clock. 32 on the shot clock with 14.5 to go. Haysbert's in place of Jacob Neusett. And, Brian, if you notice, and all the fans watching on the Stretch Network, Haysbert's about 100 pounds lighter than he was last year.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
He really does.
He looks ready to go.
I mean, last year he was a bona fide too big a guy. I mean, he was like the panda. And now he's just sleek and fast, and he can still tear it up in the middle. Wofford with a double pump. Wofford, scissor legs from the paint. Good. 16-13, athletic Ricky Wofford right there. That was vintage Wofford.
Yeah, that's the guard rotation that Coach Booker Harris has. Wofford and Carrillo, two very different styles.
Evans with a quick kick out to Copra, three ball, no. In and out of the hands of Jamal Clark. It goes out of bounds. They give it back to Corbin. 3-on-1, and the Penguins couldn't hold on to it.
And I'll tell you what, Corbin knows that they are outclassed on the inside, guys like Clark and Haysbert and Neusett, so they're not going in there. They're just going to launch from outside all game long, and while it may be working in the temporary, it's not going to work in the long run because Dominican will clamp down and the shots will start to go cold.
Speaking of the three ball, there goes Andrew Evans from way out on the right wing. 16-13, can't go. The DUs get it back. Again, here goes Golston, drives it in and gives it away. Stolen away by Martin. George Martin takes it the distance. Marcus Butler gets the rebound, tries to go back up with it, and is blocked mightily, and he was fouled. 13:29 to go, fans, as there's a stop in the action. 16-13 Penguins. One foul committed by the D's, two by the Corbins. Inbounds from Evans over to Butler. Now they go top of the key and relax things. 30 on the shot clock. Oh, stolen away from Marcus Butler by Dominique Taplin, the first we've seen of Taplin this year. But Taplin's one of those guys I've been dying to see.
That's exactly what we've been dying to see, too, is the defense. He can stay right on top of a man, look like he had a steal there, maybe a little bit too much hand-checking, but he plays tight D.
Taplin's one of those guys that's been tapped to be the successor to Xander McNally, if anybody really could. Such a defensive great was McNally, who last year was his senior campaign. And who will be the guy to take McNally's place as the Penguins get it on an unforced error? The third foul committed by the Corbin. 16-13 with 13-13 to go.
And there was Taplin sliding in front of Copra, drawing the charge. This is supposed to be the defensive specialist, and so far so good.
Hayes is out there with Wofford and Taplin. Haysbert. And for the Penguins, Carl Reyes, a 5'10" junior. Shot on goal from the right side and a foul, a whistle, will be against Corbin. The D's are going to get it. And it's on Jeffrey Martin, the 6-foot senior out of Salem. Martin didn't get the start tonight, but does pick up a foul there. The fourth for the Warriors. Inbounds very quickly. Three ball from the left wing on the way by Matt Hayes. Good. Good basket there by Hayes, 19-13. First night on the air for Hayes ever. Another long three ball after a quick transition. Evans, no, but the putback is done by Butler. Good. 19-15 with 12.5 to go. Wofford brings it up and stops on the Insignia. Calls it out to Dominique Taplin, who brings it up the right side. Taplin dribbles both nicely with both hands. Now they kick it back over to the left side to Hayes, who's able to draw Connor Haysbert into the paint with nice patience, and Haysbert's able to bash his way to the hoop. 21-15 with 12:15 to go.
Tell you what, these DU freshmen are not shy about shooting and crashing themselves into the paint.
Copra kick out to the right side to Evans, who's up on his feet. Now over to Martin. Top of the key, Martin. Goes back over to Siebens. Left side, Evans drives in. The Penguins are playing some big-time defense and not letting him in. Penguins by six here with under 12 to go in the first half. Corbin, right wing. Three ball on the way, short. Haysbert rebound. Wofford brings it up very quickly. Now they get it over to Hayes on the way, good. Hayes again from the left side, B's getting him from long range and close range, or mid range, I should say. 23-15, 11.5.
He's not bashful, is he? He got put in the game and he's getting his shots.
I think that's the name of the game. When you are a young player trying to make a name for yourself as a coach, kicked out, it went off of the feet of Hayes. Hayes got the palms to the ceiling, right in front of the Penguin bench. Corbin's going to bring in a couple of new guys. And a timeout is called by, it looks like, the Warriors. 23-15 with 11:20 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Well, so far, that Golston has really made an impression on yours truly, anyway, with 11:20 to go. 1-for-2 from the line, but 2-for-2 from the field. I like it. Clark's 1-for-1. Jake Neusett, 1-for-2. Things are looking pretty nice for the Penguins. 23-15, fans. coming up on 11 minutes in the first half of tonight's exhibition game against Corbin University out of Salem, Oregon. These guys play out of the NAIA. And driving in against Wofford is Marcus Butler. Wofford sticks an arm in there. The bucket goes. Wofford picks up the foul, and Butler will go to the line.
It's a good, strong finish right there to power through the arms of Wofford and still get the shot up on his way down.
Wofford at 5'9 goes up against Butler at 6'3, and he's got him by 25 pounds. That may have been part of it. Free throw is missed by a mile deep, and in for the Penguins now, Reyes, who brings it up. Reyes very quick with the feet. Very quick. Hayes. This is a quick threesome down low. Taplin goes off the window. Not even close, but gets his own rebound and puts it back. So good move there by Dom Taplin. 25-17. 10:47. Taplin, one of those guys that everybody talks about, as I mentioned. I got a feeling we're going to be talking about Taplin all season long. Evans brings it up for Corbin. Now they get it back down low to Cyrus Ward, a 6'6" freshman who promptly gives it away. Speaking of giving it away, Wofford hands off to Connor Haysbert, who hands it off to one of the Corbins. I think he thought it was one of the Penguins. Looked like Alex Smith dumping it off in the backfield. Timeout. No, check it. Somebody went out of bounds. 25-17. So the Penguins will have it in on the sideline. 10-17 to go, fans. This game going pretty quickly, Brian.
Yeah, it is. Zipping right along. Not a lot of fouls, and they've been spread out.
Penguins by 8 here in the first half. Taplin on the right wing. Doesn't want to do anything with it. He's way too far out there. Wofford now drives in, sees the gap off the window. Oh, Ricky Wofford, folks, flies in from the free throw line. Still going up when he got to the restricted area. Oh, Wofford is so good. He looks only faster and stronger than he was last season, which was incomparable. 27-17, the Penguins by 10, inside of 10 minutes. And Dustin Moore re-enters the game, the 5'11 senior. And quick inbounds, Wofford goes over his head. Tipped off of the hands of Kent Foster. The D's will have it again as Dominique Taplin will bring it in from right in front of the broadcasting area. Taplin to Wofford, and we're back underway. 9:53, the clock rolls. Penguins by 10. Wofford again brings it up. Right wing. Hayes. Dom. Down low. Haysbert. Haysbert. 360 spinner. Hayes on the way. Ooh, a little bit shallow. And Taplin went in to get the rebound with Reyes and picked up a foul, and they call it on Taplin. He thought it was against him, and they rang it up as if Taplin had caused the foul. That's the fourth for the Penguins. 27-17, 9:36, and Taplin back to the bench.
You know, Dominique has active hands. He goes for steals a lot, and sometimes when you reach for that many steals, you're going to catch somebody and get a foul call.
Jamal Clark re-enters the game in place of Taplin. Very quick transition again as the Corbins are doing all night. From the left elbow goes Dustin Moore. No, the Penguins with the rebound. Clark on the way, yes. Right wing, a deuce. 29-17, 9:20 to go.
Looks like Jamal might have been working on that jumper. That was pretty smooth.
That was smooth. You're right. He used to have a four-piece takeaway, and now it's just all one jelly-like motion. And C2A basketball from the Conlin Center. Here we go, fans. We're back underway. Long-range three ball from the right side by Josiah Sabins is good. 29-20, and that's, I'm afraid, exactly what Corbin needs to do, even though there's still plenty of minutes in the first half. They need to stop matching baskets and take the threes where they can. Oh, brother, the up and under by Matt Hayes. Takes it baseline, fakes it from the right side, stays in the air drifting, puts it up after the 270 spinner from the left side, and it goes and never touched rim. 31-20, the Penguins by 11. Now another long three ball by Kent Foster, air ball, the first of the 2012 campaign, 8-17. And driving in is Reyes from the left side. He slams in to Cyrus Ward. Now, Ward is 225 and 6'6", Brian. And Reyes is 5'10 at 175, and Reyes pounded him to the ground.
Yeah, he kind of caught him off guard. It looked like he wasn't expecting Reyes to go right at him, and he was sliding backwards as Reyes crashed into him.
31-20, and as mentioned, Ward was not had not come set, so therefore Reyes goes to the line and cans the first one. The Penguins by 12. 8:15 to go, fans, in the first. Reyes back to the line. On the way, Neusett re-enters with the mustache. He brought his mustache with him. 33-20 as Reyes cans them both. Miles Carrillo gets ready to re-enter the game. Had the start tonight here in the first night of basketball. Oh, brother, and the Penguins have some really nice defense as Foster drives in the right side. Neusett said, no, I don't think so. Wofford then returns the favor from the left side on the runner. Good. 35-20 inside of 8 minutes.
I'll tell you what, the freshman Matt Hayes has really changed this game with his physicality, the block shot leading to the 2 points right there. It's been impressive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's been, if anyone, the really surprising spot for tonight. Two shots on goal. Ward, Cyrus Ward goes up from the right side from 2 feet, missed it. Penguins get the rebound after two of them, 7.5. 35-20 the DUs. Jamal Clark, right side. Over to Hayes. Hayes is the guy everybody's watching right now because he's really doing it all. Speaking of a guy everybody's watching, Chris Schwartz-Edmiston getting ready to re-enter the game. As Clark gets wrapped up, he's able to get rid of it. Over to Reyes on the right wing, deep. Neusett gets caught up in a jump ball. No, he rips it away. Boy, he stripped that thing out like a special teams guy. Second football reference of the half. 7 minutes to go, fans. Neusett did strip it away, but it ended up in the hands of the Corbins. Now they drive in right side. Wofford gets a hand on it. Broke up the shot by Ken Foster. Now Wofford's got it. He jukes left. Faked right, juked left, and walked with it. And it'll be Corbin ball, 6:45 to go. And a timeout with 6:45. And they call it a media timeout. The first timeout after the 8 minute mark, 1 minute and 15 seconds in. Brian and I will be back, considering we are the media tonight here from Media Row at Dominican University of California. 35-20 Penguins. So 35-20 fans, 6:45 to go. We're back underway. By the way, shout out to all the listeners up in Salem on KWBX 90.3 FM. From Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Brian Sanchez courtside. Here we go. Kick out now. Corbin's got it. Off to our right. Some good faking by Dustin Moore, but the Penguins are finally done biting on it, and they back out and attack. Cyrus Ward now against Jake Neusett. Forget about it. Nobody can go against Neusett in the league. I know it's only night number one, Brian, but I'm going to make that statement and stick to it. Coming up on 6 minutes. Jamal Clark on the way. Short. Neusett gets it back and goes deep, but not before a bunch of whistles. Jake kept shooting after the whistle for 15 seconds. He never made it. Neusett, one of those good guys, you know. Nice guy. Not a guy you want to play basketball against. Inside of 6 minutes now, fans. Corbin's got it. And the Penguins now employing the full court heat for the first time this year. Neusett steals it after they try to heave it up the court. Edmiston brings it up the right side, Carrillo. Miles back his second year with the team. Coming up on 5:40, Jake down low to Jamal Clark, good left side. Boy, that was a sweet feed. Neusett just saw the tiniest little opening and pounded it home, 37-25 and a half. Again with the full court pressure. This time Corbin's able to move it up. Jeffrey Martin, a 6-foot senior out of Salem, throws it away, and the Penguins have it. No shot. Miles Carrillo's got it. Now he goes down low again, and that looks like it's not Clark. In fact, it's Golston again who's come back into the game and converts, 39-20, and the Penguins are about to lap Corbin, 5-0-1. Just an exhibition game, but I'll tell you, the fans around here, very serious about their basketball. Corbin got it. Now they get out on the right wing. flipping it around all over the place. Copro's had 25 last night. Right wing Copra, three ball on the way, short. Taken down by Cyrus Ward. Oh, and Neusett with a massive rejection, out of bounds. And they give it back to Corbin. Brian, that was kicked out of bounds off of the hands of Devin Golston, that 6'6" junior. It's coming down to Golston and Hayes tonight right now, the two new guys who are really making a big difference tonight. I mean, Jake is in there, always a difference maker, but we know his game. Whereas Golston and Hayes, we don't know. But I like what I'm seeing so far. 4.5 to go, fans. We're back underway. They get it inbounds with a bullet pass from Andrew Evans. Now they go top of the key with a nice juke and drive by Foster, left side. Charge. No bucket waved off. The Penguins will get it back, 4.5. 4:31, in fact, Edmiston to bring it in. That's the sixth foul committed by the fellas from Salem. Clock rolls. Chris Schwartz Edmiston brings it up now. Crosses the insignia. He's has a little bit of trouble, but nothing he can't handle. Miles Carrillo now on top of the key. They get it back over to Golston. Golston drives it in himself and sends Copra flying. And Golston with a charge, 39-20 still. No scoring in the last 40 seconds by either squad. Corbin now. Evans, the 5'9 freshman. He's at a Canby, Oregon. Got the gray runners on tonight, Brian. Look at those things. Now a whistle off ball. No, it was on ball. It was against Marcus Butler. Clark gets rung up. And it's going to send Foster to the line. I thought it was against Butler. He was the guy who came up looking, but in fact it was Foster. One of the fans screams out, "Let him play, ref." Little off-ball action there. 4:01 to go. Foster on the line. Foster taking forever. Back spin, missed it left and short. And the clock rolls. Down with it, Neusett. Off to Miles. Down low, Jamal. Jamal turns around in the paint. What a hook shot. Are you kidding? Clark looked like he was 7'6", not 6'6". He just reached right over the top of Siebens and pounds it home. And now another whistle. And now the referees are in conference. It's not gone up on the board. Oh, wait a minute. Has it gone up on the board? Yeah, 41-20. Let's see what they're going to say. And a timeout. Ultimately by Corbin? I believe so. 8 fouls now committed by the Penguins. 6 committed by Corbin. 41-20, 3:50. The clock will roll when we're back. In 30 seconds, radio.dominican.edu. There we go, 41-20. Ah, here we go. Golston 3-for-3. Clark 4-for-4. Those are pretty nice numbers. Brian, I'm unsure what happened. They're set up as if a technical foul had been called against the Penguins, which sends Jacob Copra to the line all alone. He misses the first one, but he makes the second one. And it'll be point in possession. And Corbin's going to get it back. So let's see if we can get some clarification on that at some point. But apparently it was very clearly a technical foul committed by the Penguins, considering point in possession goes to Corbin. 41-21, although it wasn't nothing that really stood out. I don't think the Penguins had a single tee last year. Here in night number one, a technical foul. 3.5 to go, fans. We've just crossed the 3.5 mark, 41-21. The Penguins on top of the Warriors from Corbin University. Kent Foster drives in against Jake Neusett. And that's no easy task. Fouls now committed by Carrillo. And that's the ninth committed by the Penguins. That's the first for Carrillo. And that will send Foster back to the line. Foster's 1-for-4 from the field, 0-for-1 outside. And it says, let's see here, how's he doing from the line here? Foster, it says, well, they don't even have it listed. 0-for-1? No.
He's now 1-for-2.
I was going to say, I know that he made one before, or missed one before. 1-for-2, and he's back to the line now. 41-22 after Foster cans the first. 3:22 to go. He stands on the line. On the way, and it's good. Clock rolls, 3:21 in the first half. Penguins in total control of this one. Wofford now with a stutter step. Wofford kick out. A beautiful kick to the right side. A three ball by Hayes is no good. But he had a clean look coming up on 3 minutes. Quick stop and start by Evans. Calls out the play. Stolen away by Hayes. Great defensive move. Kick over to Wofford on the left side. Very unselfish move. It was 2-on-1. Hayes and Wofford went up against Evans after the ball was stolen by Hayes. And, Brian, that was a nice little quick burst by the young fella.
Yeah, it was a great job by Hayes to stare down the rim the entire time and not look over at Wofford and give away what he was going to do.
Yeah, he gave the no look at the last instant, and Wofford was there to pour it in left-handed. Butler goes up left side. Marcus Butler, the 6'3" senior, 185er, and is able to convert. While I was talking about how wonderful Hayes is, 43-25, and Wofford falls down and gives the ball away accidentally with coming up on 2 minutes. Back to Evans now. And now it's knocked away by Copra. Three ball Copra, yes. Left wing Copra, 43-28, 2 minutes.
Yeah, Copra was only 1-of-5 before he connected on that one, still not heating it up yet.
Left side, Carrillo a little bit deep on the three-ball attempt. Edmondson gets it himself, goes up, has it stripped away. Chris Schwartz-Edmondson will go to the line after the foul has been committed by Josiah Siebens. Check it, Foster. 43-28. Schwartz-Edmondson, the freshman, is a 6'3", 185er out of Sacto. On the way, a wide open stance, and Chris knocks it down, 44-28. KJ Logue, the 6'5" freshman out of Sacramento, also went to Bella Vista High School. He's a 200-pounder in for the first time tonight in place of Carrillo. Chris on the way, good. He makes them both. 45-28 with a 1:45 to go here in the first half. Penguins got to be careful. 9 fouls committed. Corbin's got it now. Off to our right. Butler has nowhere to go. The Penguins' defense is just impenetrable. Butler again right side. Goes up, has it stripped away by Edmondson. Wofford's got it on the down. Right side. Over to Hayes. Kick out. Hayes thought better of it. That was a good move, too, to not take it himself. Good patience for Hayes. Boy, everything he's doing tonight is gold. Now Jake's got it. He steps around his guy, and a push by Cyrus Ward against Jacob Neusat. That'll bring Reyes back into the game in place of Wofford.
And this right here is what Coach Harris pointed out when I asked him what he wanted Neusat to improve the most on over the offseason, and it was the free throw shooting. He thinks that Jake left too many free points at the line, so he'd like to see that change this year.
1:11 to go. Neusat on the line. Horseshoe. Missed it right, 45-28, down with it. Are the Corbins coming up on 1 minute, fans, in the first half. Copra's got it after scoring that big three ball a moment ago. Stolen away after the chuck off by Siebens at the baseline. Reyes got a hand on it, 55 seconds to go. Referees slow things down. They need 21 on the shot clock. It was reset at 35.
Evans will bring it in on the short side.
Right under the bucket to Butler. Top of the key, they work it back over to Siebens. One bounce right side, back around on the wheel. Now they get it down low. Cyrus Ward goes too much glass into the eighth row of the grandstands. Penguin ball, 43 seconds to go. 45-28 DU's. Reyes brings it up right side over to Edmiston. Now they go back to the top of the key. Hayes just works it over to the left. Slowly. Back over to Reyes, thinking about it. Picks up the screen, kick back out. To Logue. 23 seconds, they're just going to eat some clock. 20 seconds now, nobody's thinking about shooting. Edmiston drives in, now he takes this off to Yes. 12 seconds to go, the clock rolls. 47-28 fans, Corbin's got it, they bring it up. 7 seconds on the way, three ball. Shot by Siebens is deep. Back at him, Reyes ends up on the floor, whistles. 3 seconds to go, Chile the Penguins in the house. Josiah Siebens kicked it, Brian, and that will be Penguin ball. Actually tripped Reyes. He kicked it, it being Reyes. Thought he kicked the ball first, but I think he tripped him. 47-28 with 3.3. Reyes shoots it deep. Neusett with the rebound, puts it back. No. That's the end of the first half. 47-28. Penguins looked very sharp. Their first look all season long. A lot of people are here, too. It's a nice crowd for tonight's game, November 2nd, 2012. Horn and Sanchez will be back in 14 and a half minutes with the second half and the conclusion of tonight's contest. Penguins up by 19. Radio.dominican.edu. Well, with just a few seconds to go, fans, the end of the halftime has come. 47-28 Penguins in control of this one. And with some of the stats from the first half and bringing you the play-by-play in the second half is my lovable sidekick, Brian Sanchez.
Well, thank you, Stu. Only one player in double digits in this game, and it's Josiah Siebens for the Warriors. He's 3 of 5 from the field, all of them three-pointers. That'll run the points total up. Dominican, however, very balanced. 9 points from Schwartz Edmiston. He leads all Penguins. They have 8 from Wofford, 8 from Clark, 7 from Hayes, 7 from Golston, as they had 47 points at the half and really even scoring throughout, and expect much of the same here as we start the second half. It's going to be Jamal Clark, Miles Carrillo, Devin Golston, Jake Neusett, and Christopher Schwartz Edmiston to start things here for the Penguins as Clark throws it inbounds and we're underway. Carrillo goes right side. Dumps it down low, Neusett, looking for something to do with it, finds Golston outside. Back inside to Clark, knocked away, but it remains Penguins basketball. That one was knocked out by Kent Foster, a freshman who's been very active on defense tonight for Corbin. As we have a stoppage in play here to get the shot clock in order. It is, and we're ready to go. Here comes the inbounds play from Dominican. Let's see where they're going. They'll bounce it out to Carrillo. Carrillo drives in, dumps it back to Edmiston for three. No good. Golston, put back, rebound. That's down. Nice play, Devin Golston. It's going to be Corbin back the other way now. Dustin Moore handling. He'll give it up. Butler trapped left side. Clark's on him. Finds an outlet. Foster drives. Working on Carrillo. Spins middle. Layup. No good. Rebound Golston. Here comes Dominican back the other way. It's in the hand of Miles Carrillo. Carrillo drives in. A little bit of a shove. And they're going to call the offensive foul. Might have been a bit of acting there from Foster. But he gets the call. 49-28. Corbin ball.
That looked like that routine that Kevin Hart does with the Shaq falling down and his feet going up.
That's a good call right there, because that was a little shove and a huge fall. As Moore gives it off to Copra, who had 25 last night against Menlo. Stevens, who leads all scorers at the top, gives it up. Corbin just floating around the perimeter. Now Copra drives in on Neusat, puts it up, no good. Jake with the rebound, sends Carrillo on his way. Miles working left side, sends Edmondson through. Neusat over to Clark. Clark's going to drive middle, pull up jumper, off rim and glass and in. 51-28 now. Dominican handling this game the way they should as Moore brings it up for Corbin. Gets past Carrillo into the middle. Jump stop baseline. Copra all the way back out and around. And it'll end up with Stevens on the left wing. Stevens gives it to Moore in the left corner. Moore's going to come out. Give it up. Here's the drive. Layup off glass and good from Marcus Butler. 51-30 as Corbin. The nice offensive play there to net two. Carrillo brings it across half court. Working on Foster, the freshman. Very active defensively. Clark left side now. He's looking to enter it into Neusat. He does. Jake has it. He's pushed out. Finds Golson, wing. Tries to force it into Clark. Knocked away. And it'll remain Dominican basketball. It's a DU 51-30 lead here.
First time the Penguin cheerleaders have been an active part of the game.
Clark tries to force it in Golson, who ends up with it. Shot blocked. Here comes Moore the other way for the Warriors. He's pushing it. Finds Foster. Darts into the middle. And it's out of bounds. Dominican ball. Good no call there from the referees as score remains 51-30. There's a wet spot on the court now that they're going to have wiped up. Second half here of the exhibition game, Dominican University against Corbin University. Corbin from Salem, Oregon, trailing by 21. Dominican brings it up the court. Clark and Carrillo back and forth. Miles brings it back middle. It's in the hands of the freshman Edmiston. He's trapped. He dribbles around his defender. Dumps it off to Neusat for the slam. Nice play. Edmiston and Neusat. 53-30.
That's the first hammer jam we've seen tonight. 10 fingers.
That's right. Neusat went up with the two-handed slam. Corbin coming back the other way now. He's going to try and answer. It's Butler. Gets it out to Stevens. Thought about the three. Pulls it down. Tries to give it to Foster middle. Clark steals it. Clark trying to go coast to coast. Gets into the paint. Dumps it off to Neusat. Pump fake. Finds Edmiston left wing. Edmiston drive. Back out. Clark. Clark drives left elbow. And they'll back it out to Carrillo. They'll run a set piece here. The freshman Edmiston has it left wing. He goes right. And a foul's called. Moving screen there by Neusat. It was a little touchy, I would say, on the call. But it is Corbin ball as Jeffrey Martin, the senior, checks in for Corbin as Marcus Butler checks out. Taplin set to come in for Dominican. Taplin grabs Jamal Clark as Corbin inbounds. 53-30 Dominican lead here. Moore running the point, the senior for Corbin. As Martin has it, right wing. Tries to go middle, Foster. Ends up with Coper on the other side. He backs it out, Stevens. And Stevens, who has only taken a three-pointer in this game. Five of them, to be exact. And there's a whistle called, and it's going to be Dominican basketball now.
It's off ball, Brian, committed against Golson.
It was a foul on Stevens there to give it to Dominican. They'll bring it back the other way. The freshman Edmiston has it. Finds Golson in the corner. Thought about the three. Backs it out. There's Carrillo controlling the offense. Dribbles right. Looking for the entry pass. Finds Neusat in the middle. Out to a wide open Edmiston for three. And he nails it. 56-30. Dominican starting to open up a gigantic lead here. Behind the freshman, Edmiston, in his three-point shooting. Here comes Moore the other way now for Corbin. Gives it to Martin. Martin finds Siebens in the left corner for another three, and he returns the favor. Three ball for Corbin. 56-33 now as the team's exchanging threes here.
24-footer.
Siebens 4-for-6 from the field, 4-for-6 from threes in this game. As Carrillo handles, Dominican has mass substitutions ready to go with the next dead ball. As Golston finds Edmiston left wing, dumps it into Neusat, back out to Carrillo. Neusat on the repost, looking for the ball, wanted the lob, doesn't get it. It's Golston, he's going to drive middle, lose the ball, whistle blew. And it looked like he might have got bailed out there with the foul as he was losing control, and it's going to be a shooting foul, which will send Golston to the line.
That's a good call. He was totally off balance and losing control of the ball, and he was saved by the whistle. It's like a media.
It's going to be a media timeout before Golston goes to the line. Stu and I will have all the action when we get back right here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins up 56-33. We're back to action here from the Collins Center. Dominican up 56-33. Devin Golston on the line as he got fouled going to the hoop before the media timeout as Golston puts the first free throw up, and it's good. 57-33 now as Dominican dominating this basketball game. Have far more than doubled the points of Corbin here tonight. Golston, second free throw, slides right through. 58-33 as Golston enters double digits now. He has 11 after those free throws. Golston, Schwartz, Edmiston, Wofford, Haysbert, and Taplin, the five on the court now for Dominican, as Siebens puts up a deep three, and he connects. 58-36, and Josiah Siebens, who's 5 of 7 now from three, continues to have himself a night. Matt Hayes brings it back the other way for Dominican, as he'll back it out to Taplin, who goes to Wofford. Wofford working right side, thought about driving. He'll kick it back out to Golston. Golston trying to get around Martin, the senior. He'll give it to Taplin. He'll take a try. Taplin gets a screen from Haysbert. Goes left side, switch off Copra. Here comes Hayes, crashing in the middle. Tries to pass it down low. Ends up in the hands of Copra, and here comes Corbin back the other way. Dominican leading by 22 is Moore. Dumps it back. And it's going to be Butler going up for a shot, and he is fouled. And Hayes. It looks like that one's going to be on Hayes, and it'll be two shots for Butler.
Oh, I hate to see those coming off on Hayes, even though that's only his first tonight. He's just been so surprisingly good that I hate to see him make any little mistake.
Butler, who's got an interesting motion to say the least, can't convert on the first one as Clark checks in for Golston.
A very diplomatic way of describing it there, Brian.
If anybody listening has ever seen Andres Biedrins take a free throw, then you know what Butler shoots like as he puts up the second one and he misses that one as well. Hayes pulls it
down.
That's
a good call.
Gives it to Wofford. Dominican leading by 22, brings it back the other way. Wofford looking for help, finds Taplin. Taplin back to Wofford.
You know, and Butler's good in the paint too. It's just some of those guys from the line. Taplin, a whole different look.
Taplin's outside jumper rattles out. Corbin's going to bring it up the court, trailing by 22. Three from Copra, no good. Rebound, Hayes. Hayes pushing now. Wofford up court to Clark. Clark lobs it up for Haysbert. Haysbert wasn't ready. It goes over his head, and it's out of bounds for a Dominican turnover. Checking in for Corbin now, Cyrus Ward and Andrew Evans, as Copra and Moore check out for the Warriors.
The super light Connor Haysbert couldn't even jump high enough to get that lob.
Evans, the 5'9 freshman, taking over the point here. He's working on the much taller, much longer Jamal Clark. Had trouble getting around him there, so he'll just give it up. Here's Siebens with another long three. Rims out. But the putback by Butler is good, so it's 2 for Corbin. As Butler continues to make nearly everything that isn't a free throw, 58-38.
There you go. Butler is dangerous from everything except the line.
Here comes Hayes, the impressive freshman for Dominican on the right side. As whistle blows, and it's going to be a full timeout taken by Dominican. who lead by 20 with just under 13 minutes left in this game. We'll be back when the action is right here on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins by 20. ...58-38 as they inbound the ball. Clark to Wofford. Gives it back to Taplin. Dominican looking to extend the 20-point lead they have going here. As the pass out to Wofford is almost stolen by Evans. Wofford crosses him over. Finds Clark baseline. Clark goes. Hayes other side. Taplin open three from the top. No good. Rebound. Butler. Corbin bringing it back up. It's the freshman Evans. Back to the middle. Martin. Drives, backs back out. Couldn't get around Wofford there. Whistle blows, foul called, and it's going to be on Corbin. That's going to be Cyrus Ward, the 6'6 freshman out of Gig Harbor, Washington. Dominican ball. Three fouls apiece for the two teams here in the second half. 12 minutes left to go. Dominican up 20. Taplin and Wofford working back and forth to get the ball across. Wofford the one, Taplin the two. We also have Hayes, Haysbert, and Clark in the game right now for the Penguins. Wofford trap left wing. Hayes goes in there to help him out. Crosses over one, back to Wofford. Wofford gets around Siebens, pull up teardrop, no good. Wofford gets his own rebound. He'll back it out. Little senior leadership there, not to go crazy in the paint. Wofford gets back inside. Went up for the shot. Nowhere to go. Found Hayes on the other side of the key. His shot's no good. Looks like it should have been a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul, and that's going to be on Haysbert. So it'll be Corbin going back the other way. Fourth team foul on Corbin as Cyrus Ward's going to head to the bench. And there's going to be a timeout. Media timeout here at the Conlin Center. 58-38.
You know, Brian, there was one call that you made there just a moment ago where Wofford came in from the right elbow and beat his guy, Siebens. Stepped right around him, and then the teardrop, got his own rebound. And you said, oh, there's a little senior action there, and that's exactly what it was. It was Wofford with such great court awareness. He's not only able to beat Siebens to get the shot off, when he missed it, he was in perfect position to accept the rebound.
Absolutely, and Wofford, one of the seniors on this team that is expected to come in and fill the void left by Mark Lewis, who was in the house earlier.
Yeah, good old number 30.
And Xander McNally and Xavier Muldrow, all three graduating seniors, were guards. That leaves a big hole on the roster, and Wofford and Carrillo have been charged with the task of filling that hole themselves. And then we see freshmen come along like Schwartz Edmiston and Matt Hayes.
Of course, the sophomore Taplin is a guard.
That's right, and he's the transfer from UC Riverside, who has played just suffocating defense here tonight.
We haven't even heard of Meggs or Ober tonight at all. Those guys are returning, but they haven't played a minute yet.
We've seen Carl Reyes more in this game than maybe we did all last season, and he's looked pretty good in the time he's gotten. And Jared Pengel, the three-point assassin, has yet to check into this game.
Reyes 2-for-3 from the line.
Got a little KJ Logue, Johnny Bates, the only other freshman who hasn't played, is Corbin, inbounds. Copra, no, that's Cyrus the other way. Backs out to Siebens, finds Martin left wing. Evans, 15 left on the shot clock. Martin left. Siebens calling for the three. They go the other way. Into Copra, stolen. It ends up with Wofford. He's going to slow it down.
Off the foot of Cyrus Ward.
Taplin controls, finds Hayes, the freshman. Wofford looking to enter to Clark. He does. Clark goes in. Off the glass, no good. Put back Hayes, no good. Rebound, loose. Picked up by Corbin. Here comes Martin. Martin down the middle, kicks it out to Siebens with another three, and he nails it. Siebens on the night is now 6-for-9 from beyond the arc. Every shot he's taken has been a three.
Gee, wonder if there's a trend there.
58-41 here. Is Dominican still plenty of cushion here? Taplin finds Hayes down low. Butler closes off and blocks the shot. Here comes the freshman. Evans back the other way for Corbin. Inside to Butler. He's matched up, and Hayes steals it. Hayes running. He's got Taplin alongside. Lobs it up. Taplin with an athletic play to go up and finish. He wasn't quite ready for the oop, but he finished it anyway.
He got the alley and made it happen.
60-41, as they're going to call Taplin with a reach around there.
Yep.
And substitutions for Dominican. Golston, Edmiston, and Neusat in. Taplin, Clark, and Haysbert out. So on the floor right now for the Penguins, Wofford, Hayes, Schwartz, Edmiston, Neusat, and Golston. As Martin inbounds for Corbin as they bring it up the court. 60-41, Dominican's lead here in the second half. Just under 10 minutes left. As Foster drives left side, gives it up to Martin. So Evans on the wing, comes back middle, drives in on Neusat. Nice feed into Cyrus Ward in the middle, who can't get his hands on the ball. It goes out of bounds for a turnover. And here come the Penguins back the other way.
Consecutive plays off the foot of Cyrus Ward.
Ward's a big guy for a freshman, 6'6".
Yep. Those low bounce passes are tough to handle.
Absolutely. As Schwartz, Edmiston, and Wofford bring it across. Wofford gets past Foster into the middle. Lobs a pass up for Golston, who's able to finish easily, 62-41.
Some high dribbling off of Wofford there. I'm surprised he didn't get called.
Coach Sherwood for the Warriors had his hands up. I think he wanted to pass and crash there. But it stays Dominican ball as Golston goes in on Copra, nearly steals it. Copra's able to get it away. Pass in the middle of Cyrus Ward. This time he gets his hands on it, and he's able to put it up and in for the basket.
Yeah, when Ward handles it, he's good.
62-43 now as Corbin back on the full court pressure. Hayes got trapped, but he finds his fellow freshman, Schwartz Edmiston, who loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. So a turnover for the freshman, 62-43. Dominican still up 19. As Evans brings it up for Corbin University, down from Oregon. As Foster tries to drive on Hayes, Hayes walls him off, but he put a forearm up and gave him a little shove there, so it'll be a foul on him. Non-shooting, and Corbin will take it out from the baseline. Corbin trying to figure out who's going to inbound the ball. Evans finally steps up. He'll do it. He's trying to force it inside to Ward. He does. Finds him. Neusat knocks it away briefly. Back into Ward, working on Jake. Gives it to Foster in the middle, who's wide open. Golston tried to go up and block it, but he couldn't. And a nice conversion there by Foster on the slash.
Well, that was impressive to get it as Golston came climbing over his back.
Ball is in the hands of Golston now as he finds Schwartz Edmiston in the corner. He's working on Martin. Almost steps out of bounds, but doesn't. Gives it to Golston down low. Loses the handle. It finds Hayes back into Golston. Knocked away by Evans, who picks it up after it hits the rim and brings it back. Goes left side Foster. Finds Copra. Left side wing. Three ball. Nothing but net. And Corbin's got a little run going here, 62-48. As it's going to be a timeout here. As Coach Booker Harris wants to talk to his team. A little bit of a run here by Corbin, yeah. Not much. Pull within 14. It's not a huge deal.
No, but it was 22 a minute ago.
That's absolutely right. So maybe the timeout and break the
momentum.
Yeah, what is the word I'm looking for
here? Uncle Mo. Run.
No kidding. If I could talk, it'd be a lot easier. We'll be back in 30 seconds as this has been stretched out to a full timeout now. Dominican still leading by 14, just under 8 minutes to go, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Back to action here in the Conlin Center as Dominican leads by 14. Was 22 just a few minutes ago. As Carrillo has the ball at the point. He's on the court with Schwartz, Edmiston, Neusat, Reyes, and Golston. Whistle blows, foul on the play. Looks like it was on Cyrus Ward. It was. Hand on the back there. As it's going to be a media timeout now. So game getting chopped up a little bit here towards the end. 7:36 left. Dominican leading 62-48 with the ball. They'll take it out on the baseline when we return right here on radio.dominican.edu. We're live inside the Collins Center for this exhibition game between Dominican University and Corbin University. Dominican leading 62-48 here. Josiah Siebens for Corbin has been the story here tonight. Leads all scorers with 20. Every shot he's taken has been a three-pointer, and he's 6 of 9 from beyond the arc. And he's chipped in 2 from the free throw line, but he is a sniper, and he's getting it done today. Baseline inbounds for Dominican as they go up high to Golston with the oop, and he slams it down. My goodness. Devin Golston almost scraped the ceiling of the Conlin Center as the inbounds lob was thrown down with two hands. Oh, goodness. They're going to call a technical on Golston for hanging on the rim and showing off a little bit. But that one might have been worth it. Dominican up 16 now, and that might have been the most impressive play I've seen since I've been watching basketball here in the Conlin Center. As it's Copra to the line now for Corbin as he makes the first technical. He's up with the second technical foul. Free throw now, and it's in. 64-50 now, so Corbin gets the 2 points back that Golston just got off that play. But my goodness, did that send a jolt of energy through the Conlin Center. That was impressive. Corbin inbounds it as the technical foul gives them 2 shots and the ball. Coming back the other way, Foster, left-hand layup. He's hacked by Golston, and he'll go to the line with the shooting foul. As Dominican, who saw the lead up at 22, had it shrink to 12, up to 14 now, and Foster has a chance to get it back to 12. Foster, 0-for-1 on the night. Make that 2-for-3 from free throws, 0-for-1 from three-point line. As Foster puts up the free throw, and he misses, front rim and out. Still 64-50, and Foster, who has a very slow routine at the line, readies himself for shot number 2. As the referees call timeout to come over to the scorer's table, as the technical foul on Devin Golston was registered as a team foul, which it should not have been, so they're going to wipe that off the board. Should be 6 team fouls now for Dominican, 4 for Corbin, as Foster begins his free throw routine, and he's finally up with the ball. His second free throw is right through, nothing but net, 64-51. Dominican's lead to 13 now as Carl Reyes controls left side. He'll give it to Schwartz Edmiston. Back to Carrillo. The full court pressure by Corbin giving Dominican slight trouble here, but not too much. They're able to get across. 15 on the shot clock now as it's inside to Golston. Bulldozes into Cyrus Ward, and it's an offensive foul as Golston is starting to rack up the fouls. As that, I believe, is Golston's 5th on the evening. Make that 4 for Golston, as nobody's going to check in for him yet. 7 minutes left to go in this game. 64-51, Dominican up 13 on Corbin University, the visitors from Salem, Oregon. Ball in the middle with Foster. He drives right side, and they're going to call Neusat for a little shove while Foster was trying to drive. That is the 9th team foul for Dominican, and that'll send Foster to the line. Foster split free throws last time he was there. He's 3-for-5 on the game. Has a chance to bring Corbin within 11 here. It's been a long time since Corbin's been within single digits in this match. The first one's up from Corbin. It's good. Whistle blows, and they're going to call a infraction on Cyrus Ward. Went a little too early there. Might have been caught by the funky motion of Ken Foster as he has a pause at the top of his shooting motion. So the basket is waved off, and here comes Dominican back the other way, leading 64-51. Ball down low with Neusat as he feeds it to Golston in the middle. Goes up with the right hand, no good. Put back, no good. Second put back, no good. And finally pulled down by Copra. He's trapped baseline, tries to give it to Martin, stolen by Golston, gives it down to Neusent for the two-handed jam. 66-51, Dominican with the swarming defense there as they get caught in transition. Foster in the middle with some fancy footwork there, but he can't convert the layup. Here comes Carrillo back the other way. He finds Reyes in the corner. He's going to take the three, and he drains it. 69-51, Dominican lead balloons back up to 18. And Reyes with the spark as the bench jumped up in excitement after that one. He had all the time in the world, nobody close to him in the corner. Corbin back the other way as they dump it down to Cyrus Ward, who loses the handle again. Reyes pushes it up to Neusat, who goes in for the jam, and he misses the dunk. Corbin back the other way. It's Foster. He loses the handle, pulls up, gives it to Martin. Neusat still shaking his head after that missed dunk as Copra puts up the three. Rim, glass, out. Neusat with the rebound. Neusat will give it to Carrillo, and Dominican will slow it down. Haysbert and Logue set to check in for Dominican, who leads 69-51. Just over 5 minutes left in this one. As a whistle blew, and it's going to be a foul on Corbin for running through a screen. That one's on Foster, pulling his man. As Wofford, Logue, and Haysbert check in, Golston, Carrillo, and Neusat out. So your five on the floor right now for Dominican are Haysbert, Schwartz, Edmiston, Logue, Reyes, and Wofford. As we see a bit of a two-point guard setup here for Dominican as Wofford and Reyes are both familiar with the point. As the inbound goes to KJ Logue, kicks it out to Schwartz Edmiston. Logue and Schwartz Edmiston, the two freshmen on the floor. Ricky, the senior, went in, pulled up. A little bit of a limp there for Wofford. This ball's down low to Logue. He's working in the post. Kicks it out to Schwartz Edmiston. Wofford, Reyes, looking to dump it down to Haysbert. He'll go into the paint. He loses it. Nothing to do there for Reyes. And it's Corbin ball back the other way. Butler, who just checked in, comes flying in for the layup. And he converts 69-55 as we see Matt Hayes, the freshman out of Yuba City, come to the scorer's table. He's set to check in. Wofford drives in, dumps it to Haysbert, who crashes into Cyrus Ward. Offensive foul called there for Haysbert as Matt Hayes checks in, and he's going to grab Carl Reyes. As Reyes makes his way towards the bench, and Corbin brings the ball in. 69-53, Dominican up by 16 here. Corbin seemed like they were poised for a comeback at one point, but Dominican came right back and reeled off six quick ones. Corbin's running out of time here as there's just about 4 minutes left in this one. Siebens, left corner three, misses, rebound Evans, elbow jumper right through, 69-55, as Wofford controls and brings it up for Dominican. Just under 4 minutes now. As the ball gets worked down to Lowe, kicks it out to Schwartz. Edmiston thought about the three, pulls it down. As Wofford goes right side to Hayes. Hayes been on the bench for a while, got extensive playing time in the first. As a whistle blows, and it's going to be a foul on Dominican. Off the ball on Connor Haysbert for a push down low. So it's going to be Corbin ball, and we head into a media timeout. The score is 69-55, Dominican with a 14-point lead, 3:40 left in this game. We'll have the rest of the action for you right here on radio.dominican.edu after the break. Stay tuned. We're back inside the Gonlin Center. Dominican leading Corbin University 69-55, 3:40 left to go in this game. Josiah Siebens leads all scorers for Corbin. He's 6 of 10 from the field, all three-pointers. He's got 20. Devin Golston leading all Penguins in scoring. He's got 15 on 6 of 10 shooting to go along with his 7 rebounds. He also has a block and a steal as the ball down low to Butler for Corbin. He's wide open, and he lays it off glass. 69-57, Dominican up 12. As Wofford controls right wing. Hayes into the middle, finds Logue, reverse layup off glass, no good. And here comes Corbin back the other way, trailing by 12, have a chance to cut it to 10, and they do on the Evans left elbow jumper. As it is 69-60 here, as apparently that was a three. It looked like a two from here. Thought his foot was on the line, but it was not. So Corbin within nine. As now the referee consults with Dominican, and they change it to 69-59, and I wasn't going crazy. That was a two on the elbow jumper by Andrew Evans, not a three. And Dominican with a 10-point lead. It has been a long time since Corbin has been within single digits. They are on the brink of that right now. And the game's not over. It seemed at halftime that this was going to be a quick one. Dominican had a huge lead, and they were dominating this game. But now it's 10 points. Just under 3 minutes, 2:56 left in the game to be exact. So time is running out on the Warriors' comeback. And we'll see what Dominican has to say about it on offense as they inbound to Wofford. Looked like they had Schwartz Edmiston in the corner, but the pass didn't go to him. Went out to Wofford. As Dominican will work the offense here, Wofford controls left wing. Gets it up to Hayes, Schwartz Edmiston right wing. Drives baseline, pull up, one-handed teardrop, no good. Jamal Clark bats the ball. Headed for the corner with Schwartz Edmiston to rebound that one. He's pulled down by Siebens, so a foul on Corbin. And it'll be Dominican ball. That was the sixth team foul for Corbin. Dominican has 10 team fouls in the half. As Clark set to inbound it, gives it short to Schwartz Edmiston. Right back to Clark, backs down, kicks it out to Wofford. Wofford working right side. He's got 8 points as he's trapped now. Tries to find Golston, knocked away, but right to Hayes. Golston in the middle, finds Clark down low, loses the handle a little bit, chases it down in the corner, finds Golston. He's going to crash middle, kick it out to Wofford. Thought about the three, pulls it down. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Wofford at 8, drives in, puts up the teardrop, and it's money. 71-59, Dominican back up by 12. 2 minutes left in this game. Evans, the freshman, working at a feverish pace, bringing it back up. They find Siebens down low, wide open, and he makes it. The first non-three that Siebens has made in this game comes with 1:50 left. Lead cut to 10, 71-61 Dominican here. Wofford finds Schwartz Edmiston corner, back into Clark with the layup. No good. Butler with the defense and the rebound. He brings it back, kicks it back to Evans. Evans back to Butler, goes baseline, reverse layup, and it's good. 71-63, lead down to 8. But there's only a minute 25 left as Corbin looked poised for a comeback. If there would have been a couple more minutes, they would have had a chance. But Wofford controls at the top, and he's going to melt the clock away here. 1:10 left in the game as Hayes goes left side. Wofford directing the offense from the left wing. He's smothered by Butler. He's able to get around him. Fadeaway jumper baseline, and it's good. So Ricky Wofford with the offense here in the final minutes to make sure Dominican holds on to this game as they lead 71-65. Siebens goes in for another layup, and this one's good as they're letting him get inside and get whatever he wants as Dominican leads by 6. 45 seconds left to go. Ball knocked away by Evans. Pull up 3. No good. Rebound Wofford. Had a real chance to get right back in this for Corbin here in the final minute. But the three was out as a whistle blows. And there's a foul called on Corbin. That one was on Marcus Butler, the senior out of Patterson, California. And it's going to send Dominican to the line. 73-65 as they fix the scoreboard here. Dominican up by 8. As Ricky Wofford is going to go to the line for Dominican. Wofford has 12 points on the night with 6 of 7 shooting from the field. He has been solid off the bench. Change of pace point guard for Dominican. Carrillo started at the point tonight. He's a bigger guy, Wofford quicker, and he's been effective here, especially in the second half. His free throw's up. It's no good. Rebound. Corbin coming back the other way, trailing by 8, 25 seconds left. Ball's knocked away by Wofford. Hayes comes up with it, gives it back to Wofford, who's intentionally fouled with 22 seconds left. So it'll send Wofford to the line. He has a chance to put Dominican back up by 10. As Wofford gets set to go to the free throw line. He was just there and missed his free throw. Gets another chance here. Wofford's shot is up, and Wofford's shot is out. Rebounded by Cyrus Ward. Corbin bringing it back up the court, trailing by 8, 15 seconds left in the game. Schwartz Edmiston goes flying towards the sideline, knocks it out of bounds. It'll remain Corbin ball. 8-point Dominican lead, 15.2 seconds left. Ball's in for Corbin. Fadeaway jumper in the middle, no good. Rebound Wofford as he works hard for it. 5 seconds left, and Dominican's just going to dribble this one out. Hayes in control, and there's the buzzer as Dominican pulls out the win. It was not as close as the scoreboard may imply, as they controlled much of this game, had a 22-point lead at one point. Won by 8, 73-65. So Dominican does not officially advance to 1-0 on the season, as this is an exhibition game, and it will not count towards the record, nor will the stats count towards the season. But the first time we've gone to see the Penguins here at the Gonlin Center, and got to say, it was pretty impressive. They have much more depth than they've had in previous years, and the freshman really showed up today. Christopher Schwartz Edmiston got the start for the Penguins, had a very solid game, and Matt Hayes off the bench contributed a lot with his toughness and his scoring ability in this one. As on the night, Christopher Schwartz Edmiston had 12 points, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, made both free throws he took, and Matt Hayes had 7 points, 3 of 9 shooting. He also had 5 rebounds, a couple of steals, and a couple of assists. Devin Golston led all Penguins in scoring with 15. He was 6 of 10 from the field, had 7 rebounds and a block and a steal. Also kicked in an assist during this one. Jamal Clark, very strong game, 6 of 8 from the field, and he had 13 points. Ricky Wofford with 12, a lot of them coming late in this one. He was 6 of 7 from the field. Big day from the senior guard. As you look at the score sheet, and the leading scorer for the game was Josiah Siebens. He had 24 points, 6 of 10 from 3, as he showed what he can do here at the Conlin Center. But the Penguins come out victorious, winning 73-65 in the first game, although it was exhibition. That's going to do it for us here tonight. For Stuart Horn, I am Brian Sanchez. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. This has been another broadcast of men's basketball right here on radio.dominican.edu. Next game is going to be Saturday, November 10th, almost a week from today, against Cal State Stanislaus. And it is here, and it'll be on Penguin Radio as always. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. Dominican wins 73-65. Good night.